From the Department of Intern Publicity, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Southwest Airlines, like a lot of other large companies, use interns in various departments. Today, I have two interns from Legislative Communications and Grassroots. Nina, Sarah, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you, Steve. Happy to be here.
Now, since the two of you are from a department with the word legislation or legislative in it, I figured you might know a little bit about our nation's history. And with July 4th approaching, thought we might do a show on some of that stuff and to see if your parents are getting their money's worth by putting you through college. So you ready?
Ready.
Let's do this.
The U.S. Constitution. I did a little research on this. And by me doing little research meant that you did the research and told me about it.
Exactly.
It has 4,400 words in it.
Can you believe that? It's the oldest and shortest written constitution of any major government in the world.
Now, we use Word. You know, we use a lot of word processing equipment, and that's real easy to count all the words and letters and stuff. And it also corrects your spelling.
Spell check. Actually, if you didn't know, the most blatant misspelling of the whole Constitution is Pennsylvania above the signer's name.
So there's more than one misspelling.
Oh, yeah. There are multiple misspellings, but Pennsylvania is spelt without a N.
Well, in all fairness, you know, if you've ever been to Love Field, there's a large map of the world in terrazzo, that kind of marble stuff. And it was built like in 58 or 59, I'm not sure. And the world is a very different place today. You know, a lot of the countries don't even exist. But my favorite is the misspelling of the city Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a long one. Philadelphia is a hard word. It's kind of like Pennsylvania, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, now on the Declaration of Independence, there's one, I think it's John Hancock's signature is so large, just very vain.
Well, he actually wanted the king to be able to read it without his glasses on. He wanted him to know that John Hancock was in the United States.
John Hancock is out of here. Let's see. So John Hancock, and I guess that's where you get the expression, put your John Hancock on it.
Exactly. Little did he know.
Now, right near all that, we're speaking of Philadelphia and the misspelling on the map at the Love Field, there is a bell up there. What do y'all know about the Liberty Bell?
Well, it's a cracked bell. They actually had two originals, both defective, and the third one cracked. It was rung every 4th of July from 1778 to 1835, and then finally it cracked as it was being tolled for the death of Chief Justice John Marshall.
The bell, which I have seen, and I'm pretty sure it still has a crack in it. Did we ever try to get our money back on that one? You know, it was cracked.
You know, I don't know. Maybe.
I have no idea.
How about our national anthem? What do you know about that?
Our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, is set to the tune of an English drinking song.
How's the English drinking song go?
Drink to drink, 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 would be my guess.
The flag, right down the street from all these things, the American flag was first started. What's it got, like 10, 12 stripes on it?
13 stripes, actually. The top one is red, and then they alternate with white, obviously. Each of them represent a different colony.
50 stars representing 50 states.
Now, it's certainly a newer American icon compared to the Liberty Bell, the origins of the flag, but the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty was, most people don't know, the framework was made by a Frenchman who actually designed the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel, I think his name was.
Yeah, Mr. Eiffel.
But there was, and in fact, just a little tidbit about the Statue of Liberty is that it was not the first one. There's a second one, an older one.
Did you know that the French had one built for themselves about 100 years earlier?
It's a tiny one, and I saw that on a TV show, The Amazing Race, maybe a year or so ago. I didn't know that till fairly recently, but it looks just like it, except it's, you know, 8 feet tall.
Correct. Lady Liberty in France, and there are actually some replicas here in the U.S.
Well, you can buy 200. Them by the dozen in New York City, I know, but like erasers and stuff. But.
A hat.
I love Lady Liberty shirt, maybe.
Let's see. Moving on to mascots. We have the bald eagle.
Well, Benjamin Franklin voted for the turkey to be our national mascot, but I guess fortunately, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson decided that the bald eagle would be a better, wiser choice, you know.
Well, I'm actually kind of glad about that because, as is tradition, you do not eat your national mascot. And if it were the turkey, where would we be at Thanksgiving?
I suppose it would put a damper on Thanksgiving.
And a lot of other days of the week when I have a turkey sandwich, you know. Well, speaking of food, somehow my podcasts always come back around to food. I don't know.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm not hungry.
I am.
But they always wind up coming back to food, you know. A lot of people cook and grill and stuff on July 4th.
You know, there's a 1 in 6 chance that the beef on your grill came from Texas.
Yeah!
Texas, the Lone Star State, is the leader in the production of cattle and calves.
Well, they don't call Fort Worth Cowtown for nothing.
Very true.
And did you know an estimated 150 million hot dogs will be consumed on the 4th of July? That is roughly one dog for every two people in the United States.
Well, I don't eat that many hot dogs, so somebody else is eating two, I guess.
Well, Nathan's has a hot dog eating contest.
I've seen that.
Nathan's Hot Dogs actually has an eating contest every year, and the record was set in 2007 by Joey Jaws Chestnut with 66 hot dogs in 8 minutes.
Oh,
I don't know, but
that hurts thinking about. I forget what the Nathan's rules are, but it is something like 8 minutes, and they eat as fast and as many as they can, and it's always the little guy that wins.
How does that happen?
That means Joey Jaws eats enough hot dogs for 33 people.
Before it became the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest, it was a group of friends just deciding who was more patriotic, to see who could eat the most hot dogs on the 4th of July many, many years ago. And the original winner ate 13.
That seems just comical by today's standards of 60-something. So even at 150 million hot dogs, so there's, what, about 300 million people in this country. Any idea how many there were when we first started?
Well, in 1776, there were 2.5 million people in the 13 colonies. Now, on the 4th of July, there are actually over 302 million people in the 50 states.
So we've grown a little bit.
Just a little.
Patriotism. What's up with that?
It comes from the Latin word patria, which means homeland or fatherland. So they had the right idea in mind.
Well, you guys are the experts on this. Just rattle off rapid fire, one quick interesting fact after another. Go.
James Madison was only 5'4" tall and weighed about 98 pounds. Our president weighed about the size of a middle school child. Both Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died on Independence Day, July 4th, 1826. And as legend has it, they actually had a bet to see who would die first. And Jefferson's last words were about Adams and saying that he won, which he had actually died several hours before.
Interesting.
Boston allows you to participate in a reenactment of the Tea Party and also gives tours of the real headquarters of the Revolution, local pubs.
John Hancock began his career as a molasses smuggler, the man who signed first in the Declaration of Independence.
Wait, they had to smuggle molasses? It was so valuable.
I guess it wasn't a quick, fast-paced job.
Oh, I bet it was to get around taxes.
that'd be my best guess.
John Quincy Adams, who graduated from Harvard College, was Secretary of State under Monroe and was also president, swam nude every day while weather permitting in the Potomac River. Can you imagine if you looked out your window and saw the President of the United States skinny dipping in the Potomac River?
Well, weather permitting.
Weather permitting. The original Uncle Sam probably began in 1812 when Samuel Wilson was a meat packer who provided meat to the army. The meat shipments were stamped with the initials U.S. Someone joked that the initial stood for Uncle Sam. This joke eventually led to the idea of Uncle Sam symbolizing the United States government.
That's the story I always heard. The meat packer.
Meat packer, exactly.
Now, a few years ago, I was lucky enough to go up to Philadelphia on the 4th of July. It's an interesting city to be in.
It's huge. The 4th of July is a huge, huge parade. And Sarah, were you going to try to go there this year?
If I'm lucky to make it up there, I would love to participate in the parade that Southwest is actually sponsoring it. And you can walk in it. And I love parades.
Oh, who doesn't?
It's the best part of 4th of July are parades.
And at the end of the parade, you can, I don't know if it's the end, but during the parade somewhere, you can run up the Rocky steps and pretend you're Rocky Balboa.
Ooh. You might have to do that this year.
Punch my arms up into the air.
I was there, and I don't know how many people I saw videotaping themselves running up and down the stairs.
That's really fun.
Why wouldn't you?
What a sight to see. I would skip the parade and just watch people run up the stairs.
Not that that has anything to do with Independence Day, but that does have to do with Philadelphia.
Another fact about the Constitution, Steve, is that actually four of the signers were born in Ireland. I guess we had the luck of the Irish on our side.
Well, I guess the other ones were born in a country yet to be named.
Exactly.
They were born here and,
exactly.
and had no name yet. Well, is that everything that our listeners need to know about Independence Day, the 4th of July, and American history?
I hope it'll make this 4th of July a little more interesting, knowing the facts and what we celebrate.
And just letting you know that you're not the only person having a hot dog on the 4th of July.
I don't know. Is that a compulsion that people worry about? That, I'm the only one eating a hot dog today.
Probably not, but it sounds good.
Will one of you read this paragraph right here?
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to a conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
Well done. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having us.